This is your Wild Podcast, episode 50. Welcome to This Is Your Wealth with Richard Okere Jr., where our goal is to inspire you to build your wealth, drive a business, and live the extraordinary life.
Hello, and welcome to episode 15 of This Is Your Wealth Podcast Show. It's yours truly, Richard Okere Jr., and it's always wonderful to have an extraordinary person like you listening to this show. If this show has been impacting your life in any way, I'd love to read your testimony. Please leave it as a comment on my blog or on Facebook or on Twitter, or you can always write me on my email, richard@richardokere.com, or you can leave your questions or contribution. I would really love to respond to them. And I'll also love a review on iTunes. So please, if you have the time, please, I'll just encourage you to help us go to iTunes and rate this show, and also leave your reviews of this show. So today, in continuation of the Smart Career series, which we've been doing, I want to leave some more ideas on the topic designing marketable products and services for your community. I should be teaching the 8th step of the Smart Career Plan titled Clusters and Income Roadmaps in this episode. But I realized that there are still a few more things I should have touched on. So I would do that on this episode. I was able to, I thought of those things, and I found that they were actually very important also that I mentioned them on this step of the Smart Career Plan. So, and of course, this also gives me an opportunity to invite a very big guest to teach the 8th episode. Okay. So I'll be having a guest teach the 8th episode. And so don't worry, I'll be revealing the person by the end of this show. So remember that the Smart Career Series is about helping you with practical ideas and resources to discover, develop, and deploy your gifts, passions, or talents to build a high-income smart career and a celebrity status for yourself. And on the last episode, we started the topic on how to design marketable products and services, which is the 7th step in the Smart Career Plan. So if you've not been consistent with listening to this Smart Career series, I'll encourage you to go and listen to episode 8 to 14 of this show. Okay, now in the last episode, I gave out some basic facts about creating your products and services or programs. The first, I say that information products should be the first choice, should be your first choice, citing the reason that you need a small level commitment that you could give to your clients or your potential clients, so they don't have to, you don't need to come up with the big products immediately, possibly because you may not have been able to earn that kind of trust with them for them to want to commit with you on a higher level. So it's probably important, and I suggest that you start up with information products and then begin to raise the bar from there. Okay, the second thing is that you can either create yours, or you can buy resale rights to products, or you sell affiliate products online. Okay, and then the third thing I talked about is that I recommended some tools for product creation. And then I talked about MS Word, Microsoft Word is a very good tool. Everybody has it on his or her PC. Or you can have CamStudio, which is a video recording and editing software. And then Audacity, which is an audio recording and editing software. And then lastly, I shared on ideas on how you can also create services to offer your clients or potential clients out of your skill zone or your gifting. So I encourage you to please go on and also get the last episode and listen to it. Now on this episode, I said there are other key points I wanted to mention in this episode. This, of course, the continuation, like I said, of the topic marketing, creating marketable products and services to offer your community. Alright, now the first key point I also want to add also is that don't assume your customers know what you want to talk about. Okay, free information is so easily accessible online. Today we have YouTube, we have a lot of platforms where people can easily go and access free information. And some coaches will think that their customers may have gained some knowledge or a lot of knowledge on what they want to talk about. They may think that it's not a new topic, so to say, that they didn't necessarily have to begin to talk about it. That so it's possible that they, the customers, must have learned it somewhere, okay? And but the fact is that you are not the customer, okay? You are the content creator, okay? So your own is just to create the content and begin to pass it on to people who would be committed enough to want to have what you offer based on the trust they have built over time. Based on the trust you have built over time with them, okay? So don't assume that your customers know what you about to create or the product you want to create. The second thing is that you should stop trying to be perfect, okay? Or like Seth Godin would say, you don't have to be a genius, okay, to create products. A lot of us think that our products have to be full of fancy designs, you know. Personally, I like designs. I like beautiful things, you know, things to look catchy and all that. And then most of us think that we have to do all that editing, you know, to make it perfect, to get that perfect video. Most times because you want to impress people, okay, and all that. Well, I wouldn't say impression doesn't matter. They actually do, okay, but you shouldn't waste your energy on it. Seriously, you have to be, you have to stop trying to be perfect. You will never have the perfect product or the perfect cover design or the perfect blog. Just make sure whatever you are offering is simple and straight to the point, okay? Don't think you have to pad whatever you are offering with more information just to look like an expert or present yourself as an expert or impress anyone, so to say. The reality is your customers don't want to know as much as you do. They want specific solutions to specific problems, and they will buy from you in a heartbeat if you can deliver it to them. All they need is for you to speak to them in their language, addressing the specific needs that they have. Okay, and you can actually do this in a number of ways. One of the most effective methods is simply to talk to them one-on-one, okay, via Facebook, via phone calls, engage with them on your Facebook groups or Facebook platforms or online platforms, essentially social media platforms. You know, get to ask them questions and ask them what they need, okay, or what they will need, or what kind of improvement they would want to have on their on your product that you are offering, or what kind of improvement they would want to see on your product that you are offering, and that helps you and gives you ideas on how to create your product. Now, the top key point I wanted to add also is about product creation. So it's a product creation strategy, a method you can use to also build your own products and design your own products, possibly without you being the one to have to create it yourself, provide all the content from beginning to end. And it's the interview method, okay? We call it the interview method, where you have to go and interview other experts, list out the basic questions and solutions, questions essentially that your potential clients want to have answered in a product or in a service, okay? And then go interview an expert and get the solutions or the replies to those questions, and then package them as an ebook or an audio, or just sell the interview itself, and then you have a product for your community. Now, next episode, which is the 16th episode of This Is Your Word podcast, and of course the 8th step of the Smart Career Plan or series, I will be having the one and only coach Victor Ebobase to teach on the topic clusters and income roadmaps. Now, if you have been following me on this podcast, you must have heard the name and of course his Facebook group, the Highly Paid Experts Network, mentioned a few times on this show. So he will be coming to teach us on that topic. Believe you me, that he is worth whatever mention he gets on this podcast show. So watch out for next week's episode, when we'll be having the one and only coach Victor Bassi, and of course the founder of the Highly Paid Experts Network. Thank you very much for joining on this episode. It is actually a short episode, and I wanted to use it to conclude the topic that we've already started, and that is designing your own products and services which you'll be offering your community. So please, if you found this valuable, also please share it on Facebook, on Twitter, or of your Bluetooth with your friends. Okay, and also please leave a review for us on iTunes or on Stitcher. Okay, also you can comment on the blog and ask your questions or make your questions. Thank you very much for joining on this episode. Remain hyper extraordinary.
Thanks for listening to This Is Your Wealth podcast at www.richardokere.com.